Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Power Up Sale is now on with 25% off on Kumo passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres.
16 minutes past 8. Bryce Gibbs in for Mark Bickley this morning. We're in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. And a big thanks to Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. It's been good today. It looks like it's a bit overcast now. It was a beautiful sunrise this morning. Gibbsy, you were awake early. You came in with a coffee and fatigue hits a little bit later on this afternoon, I reckon, because you go straight here down south, don't you?
No doubt. And a little bit of the chill starting to come in, though, isn't it, in the mornings and in the late afternoons. But that's okay. You're a fan of the cold weather, I think, from memory.
This is my weather, mate. I love the cold weather. Yesterday, just putting on a jumper, a hoodie, walking around. I tried to go for a run along the beach yesterday. In my area, one way, the breeze is brilliant. The way back is hideous. So I was very fatigued, and I'm certainly not an athlete. Now, fast, efficient, and safe deliveries. Don't risk it. Ace at acebuttransport.au. It is time for this. So we like to talk about things that are ace, and we thought we'd focus on the local footy, which is starting back this weekend. It feels late. I think everything just doesn't start because of Gather Round. They want to get that out of the way, right? The Sandful have lost a few players. The AFL's lost a few players, and there's players just floating around everywhere. So one of the major signings for the Coorong Cats was Dan Menzel, that I'll speak to about that on the Sample Show a little bit later. And Rory Lehman has left the Eagles and joined the Coorong Cats.
Playing coach, isn't he, Menz?
Yeah, he is. Gun for hire. But in the Adelaide Footy League, I wanted to focus on Port Districts because they not only have acquired the services of someone close to you, Joey Haynes.
Two guys close to my heart. And Matty Rose as
Matty
well.
Matty Rose is gone as well. They also, to play alongside Sammy Gray, is Scott Lysette. Now, that is a pretty handy signing. Now, I don't think he's fully fit at the moment. I know they have undertaken a huge preseason, but ultimately, Port District have gone bang.
They certainly have. And they won the flag only a couple of years ago and were again around the mark last year. So to add additions like Scott Lysette, who, mind you, even if he is half fit, you would think he would be pretty dominant.
I think he could just stand
league.
In the middle and kick goals and just have fun.
Joey Haynes was, I think he might have ever made the advertiser team of the year last year as well. So he's still playing good footy, even though he's north of 30. And Matty Rose, ex-captain of the South Adelaide Footy Club as well. So there's three pretty handy inclusions there.
We can also see that Matty Nunn is making his way to Paynham Norwood Union, and Jesse White, who spent a bit of time in the Sandful, then he bounced back and forth. He's gone from North Adelaide back to Broadview for a bit. So some really big names in the local footy this year. And then you wanted to head to where you're playing, Bryce, down at the beautiful Victor. That's a wonderful part of South Australia.
It certainly is. And a bit of romance there. My old man retired and finished down at Victor Harbour.
Okay.
So they won a few flags through the 90s, and their last premiership was in 1999, and he played in it. So they haven't won one since. So
what number did he wear?
He wore number 24.
What number are you wearing? Do you know yet?
I'm wearing number one.
Wow.
Yeah, I've gone the single digit. So, really looking forward to it. Got a couple.
You've
of
always
X.
been a single-digit guy, though, haven't you? Because you were 6'4" and 1.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Correct.
So I seem to know more about you
You're
than you know it. About you.
Finished in number 3 at Glenelg before getting drafted as well. So number 2 at South.
Single-digit Gibbs.
Single-digit fest.
There you go. That's something I haven't heard before. At 20 past 8, a few texts coming in. We were talking about the Bryce Gibbs Cup this weekend. The Lawrence Angwin Cup. Yeah. That's a good one.
Not sure he was the best human being, Lawrence Angwin, but that's okay.
Lawrence was the guy who passed out in a preseason run for the Crows, I think. They were running around Westlakes and he couldn't do the whole thing.
He might have been coming off an all-nighter. That's probably why, old Laurie. But here's one off the text. Well, did you hear Koshy's response on offsiders on Sunday, re Jeremy Finlayson.
I did. So this was the day after it all came out, and they were sitting on the bridge that takes you across the Torrens, and he was put on the spot by Caroline Wilson and was asked whether he thought Alistair Clarkson's penalty was fair. And I feel, just observing that, there was a moment's silence there when I reckon Koshy was really candid in how he answered it. And he said it was fair, probably thinking that maybe if I say this, that might result in Jeremy Finlayson. I reckon now, with time to digest it, if he was asked the same question again, I'm not sure what he would say. But I think we can all agree that Clarko's penalty was not fair, and Jeremy's going to get something a little bit more harsh when it comes to missing games of football. So it is a watch this space. We will find out, you would assume, later on today or early tomorrow morning. It's 22 minutes past 8.